It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The late summer may not be so interesting when it comes to television, but two new historical dramas from channels not known for their original programming offer some hope. The Starz channel is presenting Outlander, based on a best-selling series of books by Diana Gabaldon, and Cinemax has The Knicks, starring Clive Owen and created by Steven Soderbergh. Anne Helen Peterson is a features writer with BuzzFeed. She wrote about both shows and joins us now. Anne, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with Outlander. It's a story about a British woman who accidentally time travels from 1945 to 1743 Scotland, leaving her husband behind. Now, you watched the first six episodes and you've read the books. So what will fans think? Did you like it?
I was really surprised by the fact that I liked it. The books get you really, really involved, but they actually remind me of the Twilight series and that you get addicted to them and then you become disappointed with them. And so I kind of just watched the show thinking, we'll see what happens. And I loved it. It's kind of over the top. I say in the piece that it's a lot like Game of Thrones in that. Like it is willing.
You say it's the feminist answer to
yes.
the Game of Thrones.
Yes.
In what way?
Because it's all about a woman.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just because the show is about a woman doesn't mean it's feminist. But at the same time, it's all about her agency and power and sexual desire.
Now, there was concern by some fans that they would kind of downplay the romantic part of it to get more of a male audience.
Yeah, you know, the books and the television show, I think, are actually this hybrid of there's a romantic element, but there's also adventure and there's sci-fi. I mean, there's time travel involved. The showrunner described it as that it's an adventure. And that's the mode in which it operates. And both the books and the TV show have that. Now, I do think that they are wary of people calling the television show a romance because automatically there is like this natural thing for men to kind of shut off when they hear that label, which is silly because all sorts, like Game of Thrones also has romances. But the romance is still there. It's still like there's this frisson and this titillation. But at the same time, there's also a ton of action, and the characters are all really well drawn out.
Now, let's move on to the next show. The Nick takes place inside a hospital called the Knickerbocker in New York City at the turn of the century. I love hospital shows. I will watch this show. I'm looking forward to it. You describe yourself as head over heels in love with this show. Explain.
Oh, yeah. It's unlike anything I've seen on TV, and I don't mean that in terms of, like, it's cinematic, because, yes, it is cinematic. Steven Soderbergh is a filmmaker. But at the same time, there's this pulse to it, and a lot of that has to do with the score and the way that they've made it feel not like this kind of soggy historical drama, but like something that is real, vital, and present. I mean, just because people are dressed differently and the technology is different, it still feels very much like it's happening outside your door.
Now, the main character, Dr. John Thackeray, is a brilliant doctor trying to modernize medicine, but he's also a cocaine addict and a racist. Here he is talking to a black doctor played by Andre Holland, who wants to join his staff.
I grant that your background is impressive, and I'm sure there are many Negro infirmaries that will benefit from your talents, but this hospital...
This is where I'd like to be. If you would just give me a chance. In London and in Paris, I was treated as an equal, and I have no doubt...
This is New York. This is not London or Paris.
We've seen these sort of anti-hero characters on television before in shows like Breaking Bad and Mad Men. Does The Nick bring anything new to this?
I would say so. I mean, Clive Owen brings a gravitas that obviously John Hamm and Bryan Cranston also brought to their characters as anti-heroes. But there's something super charismatic and powerful about his portrayal and also very nuanced.
Something about healthcare at the turn of the century kind of, is this going to be a gross show?
Oh, you should see there's GIFs from the first episode that you can find online that are just disgusting looking. But at the same time, the way that they shoot the surgeries and how everything is being observed, they're really trying to show how urgent the doctors were trying to come up with solutions to these problems. And that's the sort of intensity and inertia that they're operating with.
Now, Starz and Cinemax don't really have a good track record when it comes to creating engaging shows. Are they reacting to be able to compete, and will others follow, do you think?
I've talked with the marketing people at Starz, and you know, their previous forays into original programming have been very heavy on the nudity and the fantasy and are kind of B-grade. And I think that they are very intentional about trying to make something that can compete with what has been called quality television on other networks. Now, Cinemax is a sister network to HBO. And so I think that part of this, you know, this could very easily have been an HBO show. And my theory is that this is a way of rebranding Cinemax from its Skinemax connotations.
Anne Helen Peterson is a features writer with BuzzFeed. Anne, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.